We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. David O is a guy tilting at windmills some days, I guess, but his effort and his intelligence are unquestioned, and he is a very discreet kind of guy, not saying wild stuff, but I played you the cut in what's happened now with the potty czar going after him. Councilman David O joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me on.
Well, were you surprised by Kenny's reaction to what you said?
You know, just a little bit. I mean, it's unusual that a mayor, even if they're that upset, will put it in writing. And I thought it was, you know, basically confidential between him and I, so I didn't do anything with it. But apparently somebody in his administration gave it to the press and made a news story out of it.
Well, it seems to me, David, that it made sense what you're saying, that people that are there that long, the infrastructure, the attitude, it comes down to once they have the money, however it got there, and not saying it's you know, sheer corruption or anything, but mistakes or the system, they don't want to give it back. They just don't get this.
Yeah, what I was saying is basically I think you're in a fishbowl.
Right.
Where you're surrounded by people who approve of what you're doing. But out there in the big world, people are suffering because these assessments, which have been going on for 5 years, and we have been trying to get to the bottom of it, and I've come to my wit's end and finally just said, listen, I don't think you actually have any legitimate process here. I don't think it's legal. And so I introduced a bill. But then council went ahead, and they didn't pass my bill, but they did an independent audit, and the audit came back that the methodology for the entire assessments are below industry standard. They're unreliable. They're inaccurate. They're basically improper. And that being the case, and the fact that each year it's gone up pretty significantly, but this year it went up a whopping 10.5% citywide. And people have been coming to us in city council, coming to my office. I doubt there's a council person who goes out into the public and doesn't hear a horror story from a homeowner who can't afford to live in their home anymore. And so, you know, I did a bill to reject these improper taxes based on these improper assessments. And what is happening is, you know, they're basically telling me that they're going to keep working to improve the system, and basically they're not going to reject the assessments. And I'm saying, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, here's a question for you, and I admire what you're doing. I don't think I could do it as the Republican there, and a few Democrats. just imagine that, what it'd be like. The few times I've been in city council, it's been pretty heated, you know. But anyhow,
yes.
David, don't people connect the dots? If they want a different way, don't they ever connect? All right, it's this mentality run by guys like progressives like Kenny. The beverage tax is more unpopular than I thought. It's only smug white people is the subset category, I think, that like it. Mm-hmm. And yet we can't seem to get people to connect the dots and say, if you don't like these excesses of what big government does, then vote for people who are for limited government and government that is legal.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, but I also think that it's unpredictable when people decide to take action.
Okay.
And, you know, I think one of the things is the property tax, it is hurting all sorts of people, the very diverse single mothers, young professionals, millennials, nurses, doctors, people in poverty, people, you know, minority. It's a very broad problem. And now What they're hearing is that basically you're going to have to pay these improper taxes and possibly lose your house before closed on while we keep working on this problem. We know what's wrong, but we're not going to do anything about it. But if you don't pay your taxes, you are going to lose your home. And I think it's a very unsympathetic position, and I think basically this letter being sent to the press is a sign of how out of touch the administration is. They're not going to get sympathy from people in our neighborhoods throughout Philadelphia who are suffering with this. You know, they're trying to deflect and distract people, like I use bad language when I didn't. But what is the fact is they have illegal, improper assessments that they refuse. They admit it's wrong. They just don't want to give back the money to people. And quite frankly, it's not a huge amount of money. It doesn't matter if it was or wasn't, but it's $43 million. And I'm saying it may not be a huge amount to the city of Philadelphia, but it's crucial to people who have been trying to live in their homes. A lot of people on fixed income,
exactly.
26% in poverty.
Right.
And so how can we not be sympathetic and just boldface not do the right thing?
Well, I would ask the obvious question then.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there
yes.
another legal authority other than your purview, the way that you're going about it, to jump in? Because, look, I don't want to involve you in this part, but I'll say it. The Manafort, for example, had some technical violations in New York. They're throwing the book at him. He's a bad guy, in my view. But when you violate the law, and this is pretty much a clear case, all right, you made a mistake. You know, something was flawed here. You have to rectify that. The longer you don't, the more you're saying that you don't care what the law is and what the standards are.
Right. Well, I do think in my perspective that there is a possible taxpayer lawsuit. I do think that there is a civil issue here. I hope for us to resolve this between the legislative branch and the administrative mm-hmm. branch, if I have enough support among my colleagues. One of the things that I said is I said, listen, the thing about a righteous thief and a unrighteous thief, they're both thieves. They don't understand that this is not money that they're allowed to have. And it's very simple to me. And the more you make it complicated, you're making excuse after excuse, reason after reason, why you won't give people back the money that isn't yours.
Yep, that is incredibly well put. What's on the agenda? We seem to get you on council days. I can hear some rumbling in the background. What's on the agenda today? God knows.
There's a bunch of things. It'll be interesting. I think there'll be a lot of folks in about our LNG. Listen, it is very important, the environmental situation, but we have, we own our own gas company, and we're able to do LNG, and we're able to distribute it, and so it's good for the economy.
All right. Well, David, thank you as always. Thanks for responding. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.